The My Brother's Keeper Summit took place at the Columbus Police Academy and delivered the message of dialogue and change to high school students in a variety of ways, from music to poetry.
I want to be able to think of a future where I will be an equal individual, but today is not that day. We keep telling ourselves that life is not fair. So if this is the case, let's tip the scale in our favor. I want to be looked at as the next kid to become president. The next kid who's going to make a change, the next kid will change the boundaries of a generation.
Columbus Mayor Andy Ginther noted that not all residents are sharing in the city's successes and acknowledged the increase in gun violence.
We can't explain away or dismiss this spike in homicide rates. We have to accept the fact that some of the things that we've tried before are no longer working. And so it's time for us to do everything in our power and be willing to try new and innovative things to keep you, your friends, your younger brothers and sisters, your family members, safe.
The city plans to announce some new neighborhood efforts in the coming weeks. Ginther told students that the key involves building strong police and community relations, beginning with talking to each other and listening. So the summit took advantage of another conversation starter happening around Central Ohio, the Columbus Foundation's Big Table. Building on that day-long effort to foster the human connection and civic engagement, students in the MBK summit broke into small groups, with each table including a police officer. In this exchange, the officer explains why he wears a bulletproof vest every day.
Even doing truancy, you don't know. You know how many young men I find with guns? Not very many, because they're that stupid that they're out running around during the day with a gun on. In the evening at night, though, guns are all over the place.
Sergeant James Fuqua, the police division's African-American liaison, shared an experience he had with a police officer as a teen. After being struck by a bullet in a drive-by shooting, Fuqua fielded questions and accusations about being in a gang. He decided to become a police officer to make a difference, and he encouraged students to consider doing the same.
Because you could be the one standing on this stage affecting someone else's life. Now, I can't change all those things that happened to me when I was younger, but I'm in a position now to teach people that not all people that grow up in a certain neighborhood or a certain way, or just because of the color of your skin, they're automatically going to stereotype you to be a certain way.
Students were paying attention and genuinely contributed to the discussion.
Many of the things that happen in the inner city community, the many of the bad things, many crimes that occur are because our communities don't have to think that we need to survive. So our communities are dying. The inner city community, the black community, is dying. We need our community members to be engaged and want to actually improve the communities as well. That's how you improve it as a whole, because then this will trickle down as generational. So now your kids will have pride in their schools, your kids will have pride in their communities, and that's how you lower crime rates in the inner city community. It's not just by treating a symptom. We got to get to the actual cause.
The uniform itself, while the duty of a police officer is to de-escalate situations, as soon as an officer shows up to any situation, it's escalated because it's like, why are the police here? What did I do wrong? So one of the things that we can do as citizens is to try and build that sense of accountability and community by observing officer and citizen interactions, but also not interfere and trying to make sure that the experience is conducive to getting police business finished.
So no more us against them, because there's a perception that the cops are one group and we're another group and it's us against them. So we want to be a unity in one MBK village. And then officers, we came to their house in this complex right here for the officers, and they can come to our turf, kind of like a home and home series in college football. They can come come to our schools, and they can teach us, and they can help limit that us versus them and turn it to one MBK community.
The thoughts of students Ricardo Felix, Charles Wallace Thomas, and Cedric Granger. The prevailing theme of the day: students want more positive interactions with police, and they're open to establishing relationships with authorities rather than having the first interaction be adversarial. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.